And let's take a look at another piece of that massive public lands bill that President Trump is expected to sign later this month. It'll designate more than 1 million acres of new wilderness around the country and create 4 national monuments, including the home of the late civil rights leader Medgar Evers. Evers was the first NAACP field secretary for the state of Mississippi. Here's a clip from a radio address he gave about a boycott of a segregated business in 1963.
We will have a mass meeting tonight, and after the mass meeting, we will be demonstrating even further on tomorrow. We intend to completely eradicate Jim Crow here in Jackson, Mississippi.
Joining me now is Minnie White Watson. She's the curator of the Medgar Evers home, which has been turned into a museum. Minnie, welcome, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
That tape we just heard was recorded just a few weeks before Medgar Evers was assassinated in front of his home in Jackson, Mississippi. That home now on the verge of being protected as a national monument. What does that mean to you?
I'm pleased in some ways. I'm pleased. I don't know what it would mean in terms of people who visit the home. You know, right now, people that visit can come in and once Park Service takes it over, we're not sure if that will happen. But I'm still pleased that it is being taken over by them and that they can afford to do things that possibly we could never afford to do.
Like what?
Well, the neighborhood, for instance, and then there's property. They could come in. Your Park Service puts money into it. We would have parking areas, perhaps, as well as bathrooms, that kind of thing.
Tell me more about his home. And the neighborhood where it is?
Okay, this is the first, we call it subdivision, which consisted of just one street, really, that was where homes were built by 2 young black World War II veterans. They had owned this property, you might say one street, for a lot of years and had been trying to build homes for middle-class professional blacks, but were not allowed to do so simply because this street was resting, if you will, between 2 white streets, we say, well, streets that were where whites were living. And these were your first homes that had the hardwood floors, add-on carports, fabric fronts, that kind of thing. But Mega came in here, not that he considered himself middle class, this is what he would say. He came in here, he said, because he had a connection with the 2 young men who were building the houses. They were World War II veterans, and so was Mega.
So, and this is where he was when he was assassinated in 1963. And I want to take a minute to listen to one of his speeches. Again, this is about a boycott of segregated businesses and a warning to those listening that it does contain some offensive language.
Don't shop for anything on Capitol Street. Let's let the merchants down on Capitol Street feel the economic pinch. Let me say this to you. I had one merchant to call me, and he said, I want you to know that I've talked to my national office today, and they want me to tell you that we don't need business. These are stores that help to support the White Citizens Council, the council that is dedicated to keeping you and I second-class citizens. Now, finally, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be demonstrating here until freedom comes to Negroes here in Jackson, Mississippi.
And I just want to point out, it was a member of the White Citizens Council who murdered Medgar Evers. Amazingly, hard to believe, he was not convicted until 1994. But I want to talk to you about your memory of Medgar Evers and the work that he did, because you knew him, and he recruited you to work at the NAACP in the 1960s.
Well, you might say he recruited me, but I was going to attending a little high school junior college that was private, that was supported mainly by Methodists. And Meg Evers could only speak at private places. You know, he was speaking in people's homes and in churches, and they began burning and bombing the churches. And so as a freshman at Campbell College, I knew about civil rights and all of that kind of stuff, but I'd never met anybody that really was talking about it as Megan was. And when he explained what your rights were simply for being born in this country, you know, being a citizen of this country, you had certain rights. And he was just explaining to you what those rights were. And he was, you know, Megan was very forceful in what he was doing and what he was saying. Sure, you were risking your life, but you think about it, when I think about it, if you were not considered quote-unquote free, then it wasn't your life anyway. Hmm. Not when someone told you what side of the street to walk on, where you could go to the bathroom, where you could live, shop, those kinds of things. You know, black folk, well, they didn't call us black then. They call us colored. Colored people couldn't even try clothes on at certain stores. You had to buy them just by looking at them and guessing at your size. And this is what Mega was talking about. You were born here in this country, so you had the right to whatever this country had to offer. So he was saying, simply ask for it. And then if they didn't give it to you, take it. Hmm. And he said, that's what we're going to do. We're going to take what's rightfully ours. But Mega was considered nonviolent. But sometimes you probably had to get violent. But that's what he was telling the people who were following him. And you knew this man was sincere simply by listening to him and looking in his face. And so that's how a lot of the young people and older ones, too, got involved. But you had a lot of young people following Mega because, as I said, you didn't have anything to lose anyway as a young person.
Well, you know far better than I do that the work of Medgar Evers was happening in a very fraught time in our country's history, as you just described. We are still in fraught times, and yet this legislation, this bill to protect his home, was passed with huge bipartisan support. How far do you think we've come in this country since Medgar Evers was alive?
Well, as far how far we come, we've come a long way. We still have a long way to go. We got to get our young people, more of our young people involved, because that's what was carrying the movement. Now, you had the older people as well, but you know, I tell people that young people are not afraid. They would try anything once, and that's the way it was then. You were willing to give up what little you had in order to obtain more.
That's Minnie White Watson. She's the curator of the Medgar Evers Home Museum in Jackson, Mississippi. It is about to become a national monument as soon as President Trump signs a massive bipartisan public lands bill into law. Minnie, thanks for your time. It was a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you.